Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the OCP.
Good God.
I had to give myself a headache there.
Jesus, that was something.
Yeah, wow. Do you know, hey, I've discussed this a lot on the pod, all right, whilst you're having your little giggle to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally we have our headphones on and we're listening to the music, the intro music, yep. Not staring at each other. It's really awkward, but quite funny.
Yeah.
Well, as of today, one of the sets of headphones is broken. So we've decided, fuck it, we don't need them. No. So we can't hear the music. So now Alex just pushed the button and we had to wait for the blue line on Audacity to go steady again before we could do the intro. It was even more awkward.
But it's actually really weird not being able to hear myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I think headphones are standard.
Yeah.
Get them fixed.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. You said Brad did it.
Yeah, we'll blame Brad.
Yeah, fuck.
Sorry,
Brad.
Yeah. Maybe throwing you under the bus.
Becomes like a fourth member and fucking breaks our equipment straight away. Cheers, Brad.
Twat. Yeah. Oh, well, how you been doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
It's been a while since you've been on.
I know, I miss it.
Yeah, I miss you.
Thank you. I feel like I'm away from home when I'm not on the podcast. Yeah, it feels, and I hate to listen to it and think, shit, it's gone downhill since I've taken a break.
I just hate listening to it in general, to be honest.
No, I haven't listened to yours and Brad's episode. I'm gonna have a listen whilst we're on our drive today.
It's all right. I gave you a lowdown yesterday.
Yeah.
Whilst I was on my way home from work, but
you did put me off.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But no. It's gonna be back. You know, that's 50% of the owner of this podcast. It's nice to be pulling my weight again.
pulling 50% of the weight. But...
Sorry, one of us has a proper day job.
Twice.
I'm getting closer and closer to my baby boy coming though as well.
Yeah. How's that going?
He's growing nicely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's good.
Good weight, estimated weight, because obviously he's still being, you know, grown.
Brood.
He's being brood. So they can only estimate his weight. They're estimating around the 4-pound mark now.
Nice.
He's preparing himself to be born. He's head down.
Oh.
Which is good. It could be any day now, but we're hoping still another few weeks just to make sure that he's fully formed correctly and everything's going well. Everything's there that needs to be there, but we just want to make sure he's a good size for when he comes out.
That's right then.
And as the bloke, I don't have to worry about the size that he comes out because it's and that pain's mine. I get a squeezed hand and a bit of blood loss.
Well, funnily enough, in the episode that you haven't listened to yet,
yeah,
me and Brad discussed getting a TENS machine.
You know is that one of the fake pregnancy machines? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, that'd be an episode and a half.
Would you want to do that?
I've been thinking about it, yeah. I think that should be a punishment for a challenge that we do in the future or something.
Because I said, I'm not sure Josh would want to do it because you said that you're not great with pain.
I'm not good with pain, but I would give, because there's something about it, because it's not entering my body, that's one of my biggest fears.
I can enter you if you'd like.
God, no. Jesus Christ, I wouldn't let you.
Let me fuck you, Josh.
Excuse me, sorry, that's the Prime energy drink, orange and mango.
Not sponsored. So yeah, you'd be up for the TENS machine.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting entered.
Yeah, because it's not entering me. Yeah. Like me and Kelsey have decided we're going to get our first tattoos together.
Okay.
And I'm terrified.
What are you going for?
Isabel drew us a picture, and I've showed you this picture of the two
beans. Yeah.
And Isabel, and just for the listeners, just in case you don't know, my daughter, when she found out she was having a brother, she took a while to understand what that meant. And when she finally understood it, she got excited. She cannot wait to be an older sister.
Yeah.
So what she did one day is that she went off into a room, we thought to just play. No, she was drawing a lovely picture of her holding her little brother. Who's not born yet. And we saw that picture and thought it was amazing. I actually cried when I saw that picture because as a father, I'm proud that she's, you know, accepting. She's been an only child for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So she's accepting the idea of having a sibling. And then she drew a picture on her own back. I didn't ask her to. I have asked her since to draw pictures because I love them.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and Kelsey on our... I think I'm going to get mine on my forearm here. And it's going to be the two little beans that she drew.
Aww.
Yeah, her bean has got like little arms and legs, whereas her brother's bean is just a bean. It's like a big kidney bean.
You should get...
I can send you for the stories as well. You can
actually, that's a good idea. Yeah,
put that on Instagram.
That. You should get the little bean, like the armless bean.
Yeah, that's
underneath your eye. It's like a little teardrop.
So the picture of my son will represent me in prison would mean that I've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Would I have coloured the bean in?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a murder. Yeah, I think non-coloured is attempted murder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing that. My son is not representing... Fun. You fucking do it then!
All right. Yeah. I'll get a tattoo of your child.
I mean, you could do that. You're their uncle, so...
Yeah.
Like, if you loved my children, as you should, then that wouldn't be a bad idea, you know. Show some respect, you fucking...
Beep.
You don't have to get a tattoo of my children.
I was going to.
And with the shit you get up to, I'd rather you didn't. Some of those fucking dogging spots would be a bit weird for you to turn up with my children tattooed on your arms. Whilst you're shagging somebody else's missus.
Yes, you know about that.
I wasn't even referencing, I just made a joke. You've just brought up that story. I'm not going to lie and say I didn't think about it, but I genuinely said a dogging spot. That's your story.
So not shagging a dog.
This time. Oh, sorry, we went from a little tangent there.
That's right.
What else? What next?
Well, I've been doing a press-up challenge.
Oh, yeah, you have.
I'm not sure on what order I'm going to be releasing these episodes, so this might come out before I've mentioned it, might come out afterwards.
Oh, this is random. Don't forget where you were, but I have to ask you, have you been respecting my father's ask at the end of the episodes? You haven't, have you?
No. I genuinely forgot.
Right. If you was to get a tattoo... Craig says, say see you next Tuesday at the end of the episodes. Sorry, okay. Dad.
No, I'm so sorry, Craig. Yeah. We will be putting that in from now on.
God, we did it for one episode. I take a break and then you forget about him.
Well,
Jesus. What, our biggest supporter you've forgotten about? Fucking hell.
Dave, I know you're there.
Dave?
He's our biggest supporter.
Yeah, carry on. What were you saying?
I was saying I was doing a press-up challenge. Mm-hmm. Which at the moment, yep. I'm currently on day 6.
Yeah.
Which...
Would you like to explain what your press-up challenge is? And it's not very complex, but you've just said a press-up challenge. What is that?
I think I've kind of explained...
Have you mentioned it on
a Brad
explained episode?
It? No, actually, I didn't really. I've explained it on Instagram. So basically, for the entirety of May, to raise money for the Teenage Cancer Trust, I will be doing 100 press-ups every day for the whole of May.
That's amazing. How much money have you raised so far?
Oh, thank you.
No, I've got to be serious sometimes, mate. You've done, it's an amazing thing.
I think about 30 quid so far.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Let me have a look. That is not it. That is a house.
You looking at houses?
Yeah.
About fucking time.
Uh-huh.
Nearly 30.
Yeah, 30 quid.
It's not bad.
10 of that was me.
It's going to a cause, bro. It's going to cancer. Not two cats, and not to support cancer. Go on, cancer, get him.
That's get him, my son.
Get him, my son.
And my daughter.
In him.
Get him, whoever you want.
Jeez. Yeah, you fucking infect. No, that's not, no. To eradicate cancer.
Yeah.
In teenagers?
Yeah.
Bit discriminative, but okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Up until
Alex,
the age
don't
of...
think the old people with cancer should survive.
0 to 12, fuck yourself.
Well, 0 to 12, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. What are we doing today, Josh?
What, in general? We're rushing today. This podcast. We've got a drive. We've got a bit of a drive to Ipswich today.
Yeah, and what are we doing?
We're watching our 5th rendition of the Happy Hour Live show with the 6th next week. But no, it's supporting our friends at the Happy Hour.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm buzzing.
Because apparently the show has changed somewhat. So that'd be good.
Yeah.
But anyway, we won't talk about that too much. So we'll jump into today's episode.
Yeah.
Which is the world's weirdest world record.
Oh, I like the idea of this. I love a good world record.
So I'm just going to tell you.
I had to stop myself. I said weird and I was like, pause. world record.
I'm going to just list off a few.
Okay, what, do you want my opinion on them? Or
you can give your opinion.
Yeah.
But I would also like you to try and guess the outcome of them. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, there's 60 on here, which we won't do all of that. There was a choice between a website with 5 on, which I thought was shit.
That's bad, yeah.
15 or 60.
60's good. So I was like, 60, we,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, small blab. So, it's fucking banging, less planning.
Number one.
Yeah.
Most children delivered at a single birth to survive. How many do you think?
At a single birth?
Yeah.
What, as in like quadruplets, octuplets, yeah, stuff that like sort that? I want to say it's going to have to be a mental number because Apu from Simpsons had 8 kids. Well, he didn't. His wife did.
As soon as his wife gave birth, he was like, thank you, another one. Come again.
Yeah, thank you, I'll come again.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Skip the 9 months.
That same day, he had another 9 kids. I want to say 9. I think something about the number 9. I don't think it's double digits. Otherwise, we would have fucking heard about it more.
Do you know something mental?
I don't think they allow mothers to go through pregnancy with that many kids. I think it becomes very dangerous for the mother.
Well,
what's something mental?
It's 9.
Is it 9? Holy shit! I genuinely didn't know that.
In 2021, Halima Keese,
I don't know.
Can't pronounce it.
She had 9 kids. Delivered
9 children in the Ain Borja clinic in Casablanca, Morocco.
That's mental.
Sorry? Nonuplets.
Nonuplets. Yeah.
Nonuplets.
Nonuplets.
Who am I, Shakira? Are extremely rare.
Yes.
And until the arrival of the Keese children, no cases have been recorded of 9 babies from a single birth surviving more than a few hours.
Yeah, they don't recommend it, I think. They kill off the children. They do in the first trimester.
Genuine question.
Yeah.
Can you have select abortions?
What do you mean?
Like, if you had
more than 1 kid.
4 kids and you didn't want 4 kids,
they recommend it. I think I don't. Can they like
select which one's going to get removed?
Yeah, the doctors actually. I think if it becomes a health risk to the mother, or they have fears that it'll become a major health risk to the mother. And again, please don't quote me on this. I don't know all the facts. I think they will recommend termination of at least 2 or 3 of the children, so that the mother can have at least 1 successful birth. Because if they say they go through full term of all 4 of those kids, that is enough to print, like, 9 kids is fucking, imagine having 9 kids in your stomach. You'll be out fucking here. And I know you can't see this, this is an audio based podcast, but I put my hand a fair distance away from my stomach.
We're getting good at this podcasting stuff.
But yeah, imagine carrying that around 9 months.
That's 9 kids worth. That is
9 kids worth. That distance between my belly and my hand as we're speaking right now is about 9 kids worth.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Longest time breath held voluntarily.
Ooh, it's
why voluntarily?
Because they've not been tortured by Russia.
Just waterboarding some.
Yeah. Ah, bitch, I can hold my breath. Good luck. I want to say 25 minutes.
Fucking hell, man. Is 24 it? Minutes. Oh. 24
I love
minutes.
This game. I found something I'm good at.
37 seconds.
That's mental, that.
That is mad.
Yeah. I was thinking it can't be too much. 24 minutes is insane, considering we need oxygen to survive. They haven't had it for 24 minutes.
That is mad.
But yeah, if you die for 2 minutes and they bring you back to life, you can be brain dead. How the fuck does that make sense?
That is mad.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
Sort yourself out, anatomy.
I've done the old TikTok challenges of like, can you hold your breath for this long whilst video goes?
I've got horrible lung capacity.
I usually do it. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, fucking hard.
I barely get 10 seconds. I can do the 10 seconds to stop my hiccups. And then about that, I'm like, thank God I don't have hiccups, but now I'm going to die.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Number 3, heaviest train pulled with beard.
Ooh.
Can you imagine pubes?
I can't imagine them. I couldn't imagine pulling a train with them, though.
I pull a train on my pubes. It's my dick.
You always shut up. It's going to be in tons.
It's in kilograms or pounds.
Oh, okay. So, shit.
So, over a distance of 10 meters. by the way.
That's not very... That's distance, but not too far.
To pull it with
considering
your beard,
a sprint is 100.
Yeah, but...
It's a tenth of that.
Well done. Quick maths.
You done know. I'm going to say... It's in kilos, isn't it? So yeah. I'm going to say 17,000 kilograms.
Okay, you've gone over with that quite a bit.
9,000 kilograms.
Still quite high.
Well, then that's a fucking shit record, mate, to be honest with you, because you had to find a train that was, what, less than 9 tons?
It's
3,000 kilograms. If you say less than that.
You're about that, yeah. It's 2,753.
God, I shit out bigger logs than
or
that.
Or 6,069 pounds.
Yeah, that is, what was it in kilos?
2,753.
That's
2.7 ton. So, I mean, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Like, I don't think I'd want to anyway.
Well, not with my beard. I don't like pulling my beard when I'm drying it, let alone with a train. I was only making, I didn't, not how drying
you,
it with a train.
How do you dry your hair?
I put it in the funnel on a steam train. Just blows my beard up into my nose. It's a good weight.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Not as much as my truck weighs, but you know.
All right, mate. Number four, lung. fuck that one off. That's boring. Number five, strangest diet. What do you think this man ate? For his diet.
Yeah, but we live in a world where fucking weird people eat weird shit.
I'll just tell you
that. There was a lady that ate mattresses. There was a lady that ate fucking walls. In her lifetime, she'd eaten the equivalent of like half a house. Oh.
All right.
Can you give me a hint in what category I'm going to be? Like, what category is this food item in? Like porcelain? Is it a fucking toilet? They're eating toilets.
It's a fucking mix of shit here, mate. I can't give you one category. Furniture, or maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, so just fucking appliances.
Yeah, yeah, that sort of thing.
What then? What is it?
Okay,
sorry, I'm really mad at you then.
During his lifetime, Michael Lotito.
I don't deserve to have his name said. He's eating weird shit. Just call him Michael. Yeah.
Metal and glass throughout his lifetime, beginning in 1959.
I've tried that in video games. You die.
They x-rayed his stomach and described his ability to consume 900 grams, 2 pounds, of metal per day as unique. His diet since 1966 included 18 bicycles.
Oh, my God.
15 supermarket trolleys.
15?
Yep.
How the fuck is it not spaghetti, mate? You're not getting them down and slurping them, are you?
7 TV sets.
Oh, my God.
6 chandeliers. 2 beds. A pair of skis.
Fucking hell, sorry, Robbie.
A low-calorie... low-calorie light aircraft. And a computer. He is said to have provided the only example in history of a coffin ending up inside a man. Mr. Lotito died of natural causes on June 2007.
Yeah, the natural cause was he had a trolley sticking out of his arse.
I want to know, what makes you think, do you know what? I'm going to start scranning on this trolley.
But not only that, like how?
Yeah.
How are you just scranning on a trolley? You can't just go around Tesco and start chewing on the handle, can
I
you?
I used to lick them, but...
Yes, because you're fucking weird.
Yeah, but I like the taste of the metal.
Oh,
but
God, that's the worst
I didn't
feeling
ever think
mouth.
I'd just chew it.
But again, is he cutting these things? And how is he chewing them? He's going to have to get them in bite size to swallow whole. You ain't chewing that shit.
Can you melt the metal down to a cool enough degree where you can drink it?
No, because it's still molten metal.
Yeah, true.
When you cool metal down, it just hardens again.
Oh, yeah.
So he would have to heat it down into, like, little globlets of metal,
yeah.
And then, like, droplets of metal,
yeah.
Cool them down loads at a time, and essentially pop them like fucking tablets.
He's had all the time since 1959, mate. So,
that's
I mean,
very true. That's a long... But how is his digestive system digesting that? And how is he getting the proteins and nutrients he needs if that's his diet? Was he just scranning on a ham sandwich halfway through eating a trolley?
Other stuff as well.
I'll have the salad, please, and the trolley parked outside.
I just want to say as well, because on the Christmas episode, we vaguely mentioned, I said something about how you can eat anything but only once.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Robbie was like, oh, no, you can't physically take a chunk out
that's,
of
yeah, and I
metal,
believe in him now.
Right?
Like, at the time,
but
it sounded like I
wanted
suck it
to
up
say,
to him, but, yeah.
I want to say that when I said, yeah, but you could take a chunk out of it, and he goes, how? And I was like, not with your teeth, obviously, but we made a joke about it. I want to say that I meant this. Like, you could literally melt it down to a smallest thing.
We would have probably been on your side, but you didn't, did you?
No, but they moved on before I could.
Oh. But again, taking a bite out of a table. But that way, you'd probably still survive, though. You'd probably survive once. Unless it is stupid poisonous.
Okay, number six.
I wish they'd talk more about how he did it, because he's not just scrannin' on a trolley on his lap whilst he's watching a fucking soap, is he?
I mean, you'd probably look it up, but I don't care that much.
No, I don't. It's going to bug me, though, so I might.
Longest attack of hiccups.
Oh, I know. Nothing he did could stop it. He had it for like 30 years or some bollocks. Like, it was a stupid long time he had hiccups for. If it's not that, then you've got it's false information. What are you saying? You're pretty good. Well, no, you're not a pretty good reader. The podcast.
It doesn't actually say.
Well, how long?
It does, but it doesn't say exactly.
What does it say?
I don't want to have to do the fucking.
Don't say the name. Just
maths.
Say.
So he started hiccuping in 1922.
Yeah.
And finished in 1990.
So what, like 78 years?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Sorry, my brain wasn't braining.
Wait, there was more, one that's more recent than that. It's not 78 years, so it's still not the guy. The guy that's still hiccuping today is still alive.
Yeah.
And he can't stop hiccuping. He's tried every method. Doctors have provided as much as expertise, and they cannot get him to stop hiccuping. Yeah.
Take his throat off. Detach that.
Just kill him.
All that.
Oh, you're all that. What the fuck was that? That wasn't even Swindonia. What the fuck was that? What the fuck?
I said, oh yeah, all that.
Okay, well, spread the words out.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, all that. He started a yodel tribute band. Oh yeah,
I genuinely didn't realise that's what it sounded like.
I was like, mate, what kind of gibberish are you spouting?
Okay, well, this guy was from the US. He started hiccuping, that's not.
Yeah, we've done it. It's
that's not what that says.
Hiccoughing. That's hiccoughing.
Yeah. Hiccuping in 1922 while attempting to weigh a hog before being slaughtered. Oh, the guy didn't get slaughtered.
Brought on from trauma.
Number seven. Most.
Sorry, that was my horrible impression of. That was a donkey and.
Donkey and a fucking frog from the Fimbles. Number seven, most feet.
Such a niche reference. Fucking.
Fucking. You got it, though. Number seven, most feet and armpits sniffed.
Oh, God.
It's rank, isn't it?
Yeah. What, in a day? In a second? In a lifetime?
15 years.
Fucking creepy cunt. Pairs, or is it done individual? What's the title of this?
Individual.
So that'll be one, two, like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 15,000.
Oh, way over.
Over? No, 8,000.
Still a little bit over. It's 5,600.
Pussy hole. Fucking didn't reach his potential. Wait, what was the number?
5,600.
Oh.
Yeah, she just worked at a place where she had to be very close to people's armpits and shit. So,
I don't think that's how can you hang on Guinness? Is this actual Guinness World Records?
We'll say yes
because they are so stingy on getting you a world record. You can't just say I did something because I had to be in close proximity to arseholes and feet, or sorry, armpits, not arseholes. Got arseholes on my mind. Armpits and feet, and they'll be like. You know what? I think out of everybody on the planet that probably does the same job as you, you, madame, have sniffed the most.
Well, I didn't write it.
I didn't say you did. You're so defensive. Get off my ass, bitch.
Again with the assholes. Number eight. What's your tallest cow?
I don't know, like 8 feet? Oh, fuck me, no. God, no. Get on, I'm here. It's like a fucking horse. I don't know. Yeah, it's 5'10".
It doesn't actually do it in feet and inches. Oh, it does it in inches, but it does it in centimetres as well. So it's 190 centimetres.
So what's that, just over 6 foot?
Yeah, 74.8 inches. So
you like my dick?
Sorry. I'm 178 centimetres, I think. So it's only a little bit...
Wait, did you say 190?
Yeah.
I think 180 is around the 6 foot mark.
Yeah, I think it is. So it's just over 6 foot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God, someone's commented, farmers don't like the risk of growing cattle this tall. The stakes are too high. That's good.
Yes, they are. The stakes are too high. Fucking banging that.
Fastest talker?
Alex. That's you, mate. Spatial words out, you bitch.
Fastest talker. So there's a soliloquy, which is 260 words, to be or not to be, by Shakespeare.
Yeah.
How many seconds do you think he read it in?
I know of this one. I just don't know the exact numbers. But this person also read a Harry Potter book insanely fast as well, I believe.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I'm going to say 35 seconds.
No.
More.
Less.
Less! He didn't read it. He didn't retain any knowledge from that book.
Have you seen the video of that guy that's like, yeah, I'm a really fast talker or reader or something like that, and he's just reading a book and he's going...
Yeah, that's what I thought it was on about, yeah.
Like, you're not doing
anything. You ain't retaining shit. You're just making noises and pointing at words to try and prove that you can read a book fast. I could do that! Read me that book and then tell me about that book. Okay, 18 seconds.
Oh, you've gone sort of between. It's
26.
23.8.
23.9.
Oh.
Oh, trumped.
Number 10.
Down him. Sorry, I don't know where that came
from. That one's shit.
So it's number 10 Downing as well. That was a government reference.
Satire.
Downing history.
Okay, fastest marathon dressed as an elf.
3 hours, 25 minutes.
Not far off.
3 hours and 26 minutes.
No, 2 hours and 58 Ooh. Minutes.
Okay, so yeah, half an hour off.
Fuck off. Number 14, most consecutive one finger push ups, just to add fucking insult to injury there.
I guess it was more than 100. Beat your challenge. And he did it for £50. Is it in a day or overall in lifetime?
It just says in a row, so I presume in a day.
238.
124.
Oh, I'm really overshooting these now.
How the fuck do you press up on a finger, man? Like, that would just snap.
Oh. Two. Look, I'm doing it now.
No.
Three. Oh.
Fastest speed for a motorcycle ridden blindfolded.
I mean, you can ride a motorcycle at any speed, blindfolded. You're just not going to... You're going to stop very quick into a wall.
It's...
175 miles an hour. Or is it in kilometres?
It's in both. 164 miles an hour.
Ooh.
While riding a 1,200cc Kawasaki Ninja.
I thought it was going to be a Ninja.
Okay, most lightning strikes survived...
I've heard this.
Oh, do you want me to do a different one?
No, I want to try and guess still.
Okay.
wasn't that like a stupid number, like 9, and then the guy died of natural causes anyway?
So the number is 7.
Oh.
The only man in the world to be struck by lightning, a single lightning strike is made up of several 100 million volts.
Yeah.
7 times was ex-park ranger Roy C. Sullivan,
yeah,
the human lightning conductor of Virginia, USA. His attraction for lightning began...
when he found out she had fat bunda. And you could say their relationship was quite electric.
Oh,
hey, fat bunda and electric pun. Damn.
It was shocking to a lot of people.
Hey. Yeah, I got nothing.
His attraction to lightning began in 1942. What?
That's a year.
Yeah, but it says in brackets, lost big toenail.
I'm assuming his first interaction made him lose his big toenail.
I'll write that then. And was resumed in 1969, lost eyebrows.
69.
In July 1970, left shoulder seared. Jesus.
Fucking hell.
On 16th of April 1972, hair set on fire. On the 7th of August 1973, new hair refired and legs seared. On the 5th of June 1976, ankle injured. On 25th of June 1977, chest and stomach burns. And in September 1983, he died by his own hand, reportedly rejected in love.
Stuck a fork in an outlet. He's like, if you won't love me, I'll find other love.
Just goes and hugs a generator like,
yeah. Maybe you will love me. And you got Bunda.
But yeah, I think we'll leave it there because we are cutting it short for time today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this really weird sort of random episode that we've done. We're nearly at 100. But do you know what's even more impressive?
You got me back on the pod.
Yeah, that is a fucking once in a blue moon. No. Do you know what number?
My Seth Rogen laugh.
Do you know what number we hit? On the old downloads.
93. 93.
A little bit higher than 93. 95.
Oh, that reminds me of the SpongeBob joke. What's better than 24? 25.
I don't remember that.
God, it's funny.
Yeah. Sounds it.
It's a SpongeBob episode, bro. It ain't gonna
be slapping
comedy, is it?
Some SpongeBob episodes are actually pretty funny.
I'm ready.
The more I watch it, the more I relate to Squidward.
Yeah, yeah. SpongeBob's fucking irritating.
Yes, he is.
5,000.
Yeah, 5,000. Yeah. So we just want to say thanks to everyone.
That sounds so droll. Like, just want to say thank you. It's not like it's our end of year achievement that we've done in May.
You take over.
By May, we started the year on 3,000. We had some lovely guests that brought him some new listeners, and we've somehow retained some of you. You find us reasonably entertaining, and for that, I thank you for sticking around and giving us a consistent download base on every episode.
Yeah. That was my input.
Good. Well, at least you know your place in the podcast.
No, I do genuinely want to say thanks. Do you know what? Right. Every time I... Fuck off.
Sorry, try again.
I'm trying, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sticking around and being awesome and... Finding summon. Right. See you later, guy.
No. Go on, continue. Sorry, I'll leave you.
I don't know what you find entertaining about us, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Have you met us?
Unfortunately, yeah. But no, it's amazing to see the fact that we had 5,000 as our end of year goal for this year.
Yeah,
and we've hit it already. It's Christ knows what's going to happen now.
Less than 5 months is taken.
That's fucking nuts.
We didn't think we'd even think this is a possibility, and we might be being a bit too optimistic. But ambitious. I would love to say, or ambitious. That's a good word to use as well. Thanks, bitch. got hair in my mouth. I'm aiming for 10 at the end of the year. Let's double it.
I think
we've nearly doubled it in 5 months. It took us 3 years to get 3,000 essentially, and it's taken us 5 months to get the extra 2,000. So fuck it, why not?
Yeah, go.
Aim for 10. We're gonna stay consistent as much as we can.
Yeah.
And get 10 by the end of 2023. Yeah, 10,000, sorry, not 10.
Get extra 10 downloads, 2023.
I could do that.
I could do that on my own.
So yeah, if you do want to go and keep up to date on the old downloads.
Downloads, you're gonna upload them.
Put them on the stories.
If you want to see what we're doing from week to week, then go and follow us on all the socials. We got Instagram, the underscore OCP. Reddit is r/ the OCP. Send us an email on originalcopycatscontact@gmail.com. Go over to our YouTube and give us a little subscribe and a like. Push the bell.
Yeah, please, because Alex has just done a little Walking in Wales trip. And, episode 3's got me all bricked up. the intro for that is amazing.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm genuinely really proud with those. Proud with those?
You should be.
Proud of those videos.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer
that? My little cousin.
I thought it said Alex.
It says Alfie. Oh. My little cousin.
Bun him.
No.
Bun him off. Bun dad.
Okay. Ginger like you.
All right.
Give him a little soft spot on my heart. He's now my favourite ginger.
I thought you were going to say give him a little sausage.
No, you prick.
Oh, God. Right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Oh, no. No, we won't. We will see you next Tuesday.
Thank you. That's for you, Dad.
Unless it comes out on a Thursday.
Still a tea, so it doesn't matter.
See you next Thursday.
The joke still happens. It still works.
Oh, bye.
Cunf. See you next Friday. Sorry, caught you off guard there.
I'm going to start calling people a cunf.
It's better than cunwu. Or cunum.
Cums.
Cunf. It's not offensive, I swear.
No, right, see you later.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Well, that was a good episode, wasn't it, Josh?
That was brilliant.
That was really good. I especially enjoyed how everyone sounded.
Yeah.
We're here just to say, before you go, could you please spread us around? We'd love it if you could just tell your friends about us and potentially leave us a review where you can.
You can rate now on Spotify.
Yes, so you can. You can rate us. So
if you could rate us 5, we'd really appreciate it. But if not, that's fine too.
If you do rate us 5 or anything above, I know you can't, but if you somehow hack the systems, I will personally...
Don't continue.
Thank you.
That's better.
There we go.
Well done. So yes, if you could please feel free to follow us on all the socials.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.